This is Dr. Masucha. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Patricia Perosik, P-E-R-O-S-A-K, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 9/24/1924. Date of service is 3/11/2022. Miss. Ms. Perosik is a very pleasant 97-year-old female who presented to the emergency room after she had a mechanical fall. She denies any loss of consciousness. She has been complaining of feeling weak. She said that her legs gave out and she fell. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any headaches, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She was seen in the emergency room, had hip x-rays, which did not show any fracture. X-ray of the left hand also did not show any fractures. Chest x-ray showed COPD. Lab workup was unremarkable. Her urinalysis did suggest infection. She was started on antibiotic. PT and OT were consulted. Her troponin was slightly elevated. It was felt demand ischemia. Patient was otherwise feeling better, continued to feel weak. Echocardiogram showed EF of 63%. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, does complaints of feeling weak, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, past medical history, past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, depression, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history has been significant for carotid endarterectomy, appendectomy, bladder suspension surgery, total abdominal hysterectomy, subclavian stent, tonsillectomy, and cataract surgery. Allergies to lactase, tetanus toxoid, preservatives, ceftriaxone, levaquin, codeine, and demerol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, does have history of GERD. Urinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of fall, history of arthritis, and generalized weakness. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression. Number one, generalized weakness. Next. urinary tract infection. Next. Next patient, next is history of congestive heart failure, next COPD, next hypothyroidism. Next, macrocytic anemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Transplant patients admit to Meloza towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Larry Adams, ADAMS. Larry, LARRY, date of birth is 3/6/1944. Date of service is 3/21/2022. Mr. Adams is a very pleasant 78-year-old male with history of carotid artery stenosis, a status post-carotid endarterectomy left, history of hypertension, moderate aortic stenosis, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, chronic kidney disease, and elevated PSA, admitted to the hospital after he slipped and fell. He was brought to the emergency room, where he was diagnosed with left hip community displaced fracture of the left side. Also, hospital course was complicated by orthostatic hypotension with near syncope. Patient was seen by orthopedic, underwent open reduction internal fixation of the left hip with cephalomedullary nail fixation. Patient was subsequently weight-bearing, 50%, with assisted device. PT, OT were consulted. He was given IV fluids. Patient hemoglobin was stabilized, though it was low. Patient was felt to have severe aortic stenosis. A 2D echocardiogram was done. We did show that there is paradoxical low flow slash low gradient severe AS with normal EF. Patient will be referred to the valve clinic for TAVR implantation. Her blood pressure medications were held. He was otherwise doing better. Also, his diuretics were stopped. He was being monitored. He was doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Meloza towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He said that his hip is doing better. Usually he has minimal pain, but when he ambulates or does therapy, then his pain is much higher. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, left carotid stenosis, osteoporosis, chronic kidney disease, and aortic stenosis, elevated PSA. Past surgical history has been significant for left carotid endarterectomy, hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of CAD, history of left carotid stenosis, also history of aortic stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Respiratory, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, no complaints. Neurological, no history of TIA or CVA. No history of seizures. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils wiggle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Heart SNS2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 2 to 3 slides. 6, left atrial border was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Wound looks unremarkable. All of the impression, number 1, fall, next left hips. Fracture, status post-surgery, next severe aortic stenosis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next history of left carotid endarterectomy, next osteoporosis, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, we'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Janice Gaffney, Gaffney, Janice, Janice. Date of birth is 12/26/1929. Date of service is 3/21. Miss Gaffney is a very pleasant 92-year-old female with history of dementia. History of CVA, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney stones, as well as chronic kidney disease, and recurrent urinary tract infection. Presented to the emergency room after she suffered a fall. She has been confused, unable to. Patient was complaining of being weak. Also was having some diarrhea. She was evaluated in the emergency room. CT of the head, chest x-ray, and the spine were unremarkable. X-ray chest was notable for pneumoperitoneum, so a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done. We did suggest sigmoid diverticulitis with moderate volume of intra-abdominal air. She was transferred to Ann Arbor, but surgery was consulted. Patient was seen by surgery. Patient was felt to have perforated sigmoid diverticulitis, causing the pneumoperitoneum. Patient not a candidate for extensive discussion was made with the family, daughters at the hospital as well. Procedure was explained to the patient with diverting colostomy, given patient age, dementia, and comorbidities. All options were discussed. After discussion, family elected for a comfort-based approach and did not feel patient would want surgery at this stage of her life. Patient was subsequently admitted for palliative care. DNR, DNI confirmed. Patient was doing better, was treated with IV antibiotics. Was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows of Hell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she says that she's feeling well, she's pleasantly confused, denies any complaints of chest pain, no shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any abdominal pain, no fever or chills. Past medical history. Has been significant for dementia, cerebral infarction, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, and kidney stones, and recurrent UTIs. By surgical history, has been significant for bladder suspension history, hysterectomy, aortic aneurysm repair, cataract surgery, bladder suspension repair, and eyelid surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to codeine sulfate and morphine. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any history of CAD. History of aortic aneurysm is status post repair. History of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, history of recurrent UTIs, otherwise unremarkable, history of kidney stones and history of chronic kidney disease. Musculoskeletal, history of arthritis. Neurological, history of dementia, history of CVA. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next perforated sigmoid diverticulitis, next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of dementia, next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll try to keep her comfortable. We'll monitor her progress. PTOT would be consulted. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.